of John, continuing part three of why did you choose me series. Why did God choose me, choose you? Before we go into that, I thank the Lord for everything that he has done in the past week. The week before that, last week was it, I believe, already. Time's going so fast. We did the rally in Riverside with the other brothers and sisters. And we had an assembly woman out there of the 38th district from Corona Riverside, covers all of Corona Riverside. And for some reason, she decided to, we got this award on Wednesdays, that she gave it a certificate of recognition from our assembly woman. As I was speaking to her, and my wife got one also. We were out there, and I got called to a meeting on Wednesday, and her name was Leticia Castillo, and she's the assembly person of the, I have to say person, correctly speaking. She's the woman. She's a woman. Assembly woman, out of the city of Corona for Corona Riverside, and we had a great discussion. And I said, you need to come over here because I know who we voted for. She told me her name. I voted for her, but people change on you. How many know what I'm saying? How many know that goes with people change on God? Oh, you should have said amen, because some of you have changed on God. And, God is well aware of it. Come on, say amen. For you that are going to be attending tonight, I'm going to recommend that you bring your own chairs, your own fold-up chairs, because it will be an outdoor event. Pastor's already, and in fact, he's asking us to bring our, because it's bigger than they thought it was going to be, and it's big, don't get me wrong, to bring our easy ups. So I'm going to ask that some of the men load up my truck with all our easy ups that we have in a container. Put them, move my truck over that way, and I'll take them over there this evening. And bring your own chair, because it's an outdoor event. I already seen they have a lot of easy ups already up together. Been to this before. The food has never been free, but it's free this time. And he told me all the menus. So I'm going to let you hear the menu when you get there. I'm not going to tell you what it is. My wife's already been sharing hamburgers and hot dogs. There's a hint, right? All right. So bring your own chair, and we're going to celebrate with them. Great bands. Shri, Shafar, formerly known as Kings and Priests. If you look up Kings and Priests, it's Shafar now today. And if he has this whole group, it's like, guys, the group is like 12 people playing. And I'm going to enjoy them. He's been at the marriage conference with the last couple of years with us, him and his wife, and we enjoy each other when we talk up there. I could have him here, but we can't. This won't hold him. We'd have to put him all over here. And they don't come out for a cost. They come out because they love God. How many know what that means? Because we love God. And, and all that is wonderful, but for you that are going to attend, I thank the Lord for you. Come and enjoy a meal with Covenant Life. See their ministry. See their church. It's three stories high. It's an old theater that I attended as Debbie. We attended as kids. And the most one that I remember of that theater is Christmas, because it was for the poor folks. How many know what poor folk is? We're poor folk. How many know what that means? Some of you are lying. You know what poor them is. Amen. And we'd go there for Christmas, and we'd get 5 cents, 5 pennies. And that was a lot of money back in the 60s. Come on. You didn't throw them pennies away like we do today, which I collect. Come on. Hello, somebody. But nevertheless, we pray, and let's move on. Let's go into the first epistle of the gospel. Excuse me. The first epistle, not the gospel of John. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me here. We got a great message here of why he chose you. Remembering that we didn't choose him. We didn't find him. He found us. He specifically chose us. And he purposed that with a plan behind it. So no matter what life has brought you, it's been planned in his purpose. No matter what has happened, and oftentimes things that you have faced or will face, because we're still in this world, that you're still called as a chosen one. You're still called to be in this pattern, the pattern of purpose and plan. No matter what your age is, God still has that plan in effect. And we have covered in the past couple of weeks, you know, some of the reasons. The last week is you're the salt and the light. You're the purpose of salt, light, and we broke it down. But today we're going to break it down a little bit better because we left you off with a caution, because just because you're in church, because you are used of church, because you do things in church, involved in church, doesn't mean that you're making heaven your home. We left you off with that, but we also left it before that God has called you to, in Psalms number one, you are to be blessed. How many know what that means? God didn't call you to be beggars. He called you to be blessers. He called you to be a blessing, because how many know God is a blessing to us on this earth? And in that purpose, he knows and he desires us, but he's left so much examples in the scriptures that if we would only read and understand the scriptures, why he put the prior covenant, why he put Israel as the apple of his eye, and why he allows us to read everything that they did rightly and wrongly. Thank God he's not writing about us right now. Hello, somebody. Because we have right and we have wrong in us. How many can say amen to that? You know what that means? That means you've never made a mistake before God. That's a lie. We've all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin means we all have disobeyed somewhere. We don't always fulfill what God has called us. And yet he's a loving God. He's a loving Father, like we have heard. The songs have proved it this morning of who he is, not was, still is, and who he is to continue to be. And so in our calling, in our place, in our blessing, in our understanding, we got to come to the place in our salvation plan brings an adoption. That adoption makes us sons and daughters. Thank the Lord for that. We're sons and daughters this morning. Hello, parents. We're sons and daughters. And being a parent, I mean, know that our kids don't always listen. Hello. You know, you should have said amen. Because you are somebody's sons and daughters. And we know, if God knows, especially, and we know some of your backgrounds. In fact, with that background, I'm a pastor a minute. I just hear the Spirit of God, because I mean, no, pastors are opportunists. In a conversation that we had last Sunday night amongst all this, I heard someone that they always look the opposite way when the pastor was looking for somebody. And the last thing you want to do is be looked upon, so you look the other way. But he saw you, and he called you, and the next thing you know, you're saying, dang it. So we're going to call up Ashley Estrada on her birthday to sing us a rap song. Opportunist. You cannot say, dang it. And I'm messing with you on your birthday. But you got to watch what we listen to, every word that everybody speaks to us. You know, even to the, and I know we are opportunists, but I know we are. Amen. So if you say God, if you say a suggestion, you are the suggestion. You are the person we're going to say, great, do it. Come on. Because that's part of God's establishment, especially in humor. Right? Because a merry heart does good, like a cure, not medicine, like a cure. And this is what we are here for, to make sure that God does what he's promised us. And in the first epistle of John, and why we have been chosen, understanding that we are children now and being God's sons and daughters, we have some outlooks that we got to cover. And we see it right here. And why did he choose me? And here it comes with verse number 4, King James Version. For whosoever, who's that mean? That mean anyone. Anyone can be sons and daughters of God, whether we approve it or not, whether we agree do or not. I know if you're like me, I don't agree some of these people should be saved. Hello, somebody. I don't agree that I should love that person. Oh, you guys are too, you guys. If God was to put everything on screen of all of you right now, we're all liars up there. You know you don't want to love everybody. You know you don't want to encourage everybody. You don't. If you're like me and being honest, some of you wish people were dead. We covered that in Wednesday night in our subject of what we're going through in the book of 1 Corinthians. But who is? Whosoever. So anybody is able to become just like you. He chose you. You didn't choose him. And this is one of the reasons why whosoever is born of God, that means you're born again experience. You received the salvation plan. That means you've accepted that we are sinners and we have sinned. And there's a salvation plan that God produced. And that in that production, it took a sacrifice. And we know this sacrifice was the cross. And that cross was our Savior going on that cross. Come on. And all what it was going to take to be on that cross. And in our adoption at that point, salvation plan brings the adoption. The adoption plan brings us where we now pick up that cross, as we heard last week. Your own cross, because we all have a cross. Hello, somebody. It has never been as big as the one that he had to carry, but it'll be a cross that fits you, your patterns of life, your purpose of life, and the plan of God. Hello. Come on, hello. And you got to understand, so whoever is born of God, that is us that received the born-again salvation plan, it is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So what, number one, what does overcometh mean to you? Now that you are who you are, know that who you are, and whose you are of, because if it was on our own strength, I mean, you know, we're only going to go so far. We see it in all religions. All religions put you into the grave and they stay there. Our belief, they put him into the grave and he resurrected. So that means we're going to resurrect. And that means we're going to resurrect in all situations, because we're going to face times and factors of trust and test of life that God has already ordained that we overcome. And how is that? He overcame. Some of us don't understand. He overcame all things. But when we look up the word, it means overcome. It means to conquer. How many know you're more than a conqueror today? How many understand what that means, more than a conqueror? You'll find out in the book of Romans in the 8th chapter about the 37th verse that we are more than a conqueror. And God has called you to be that. Say, I am called. But then why is it looking like we don't have this in us? Why does it look like we are the ones that need the help when we have been established to be the helpers? And it also means to prevail or to get victory. I mean, no, you're going toward your victory no matter what. No matter what you're facing or will face, it's going toward your victory, because we serve a victorious God. Yeah. Come on, that's what overcometh means. And some of you still don't understand more than a conqueror. Here's a very simple solution. In the boxing world, right, there was two that were boxing. I've given this analogy before. There were two boxing. One was called Holyfield, and the other one was called Tyson. And if Tyson was strong, what was Holyfield? Tyson was a biter. You know what that means? He came from the streets, and whatever it takes to win, that's how we're going to win. Hello, come on. If I got to poke you in the eye, I'm going to poke you in the eye. Oh, you didn't get that. And needless to say that, you know, that was a $40 million purse. And we know, because the biting of the ear caused Holyfield to become the winner. And that he was becoming the winner because he was outdoing what the opponent was there for. And this is what more than a conqueror means. What that means is he got the $40 paycheck. He went home to his spouse, and she was there and said, give me the money. More than a conqueror. Price you don't have to pay that's already been paid. Some of you didn't get that. That's what you call more than a conqueror. Some of you didn't like that. But it's okay, because that's who we've been called. His cross will never be your cross. Hello. But you have a cross. And so what does it mean to be victorious? That we've been called to have victory. Victory means, it means success. God called you to be successful. How many understand this right now, that we are to become successful? I have a question. What police officer pulled you? Was it military police or regular city police? Because I was wondering, if you were military police, would they have saluted you first and then wrote you up? Because we believe that no one's above the law. Just remember those that say that, because they think they are. No one is above the law. But getting back to that, God has called us the means of success. the means again of conquest. Somewhere we need to come to the place and understand that I am, say I am, and understand that what that means, I am more than a conqueror. I've been established to conquer. I've been raised up that I can be victorious or head toward my victory, because oftentimes it doesn't seem like we're going to have victory. Oftentimes we don't see ourselves, but we're barely making it in. But the purpose behind this, we made it in. It doesn't matter who gets there first, it's that we get there. Come on, somebody. We don't know how many are in the heavens. There are going to be people in the heaven that you disagree with, but God planned it and they purposed it and victory has come. Meanwhile, we on earth, we have to be established. And in this establishment, we got to understand the word of God here. If we have been born of God, we are overcomers. We are conquerors. We are prevailers. We are to get the victory regardless. Say regardless of your color, of your religion, of your race, your upbringings, your education. Hello? Regardless. If you're in the faith with God, this is who you are. So when I see those like, the one that admitted, and thank God, right? He admitted he got a ticket, which in reverse helped them. But then somebody said, "What? Watch what you say." Well, just tell the truth, and you don't have to be concerned with that. Amen. I'm not calling out the person because as an opportunist, we're going to see if he's a good cook or not on Friday. We'll be the judge of that. Amen. And I'll be the judge, especially after my journey, right? I'm going to judge the brother out. Amen. Amen. And if it tastes like chicken, it must be chicken, even though it may be beef. Oh. But getting to the place of how do we understand this? Why? What meaneth this that we quote these words and we continue to use it? Let's go back a chapter to chapter 4 of the same epistle and understand that what. And how is it that I'm an overcomer, especially the what I see and how I see it? And, you know, we heard the testimony. We heard the prayers gone through for this what we're hearing in our city. But they weren't from this city, but they were brought. They brought the situation into the city. I may know that situation will be brought to you. God ordains that and plans it that way because you are, again, last week, the salt. You are the light. You are the means. You're what do we begin with in the choosing of being ordained? We're to bring results. Hello, somebody. We are to give God what God's expecting of who we are, because whose we are. And so the situation that we're arising that has arise and is being proven. I read it, I judged it, I said the parents did it. That's all I can say. Notion kicked in. But God knows, right? Because what's his name? Emmanuel. God is with him. That's the interpretation. God is with him. So wait a minute. If God's with him, why did he let this happen? Ungodly parents. Maybe godly parents. We don't know. But all we know, if he's not on this earth no more, he's in great hands. Right? And all we know, we got to pray for those parents. And not that we may agree that they should have salvation, but it's our duty, say duty, that we lift them up. And whatever the truth will be, the truth is we must love them whether we agree or not, because this is who we are. And if anybody's going to need a prayer or a love or an uplifting, it's going to be those, even though they need it now. Come on, somebody. If it's the truth that somebody did take that little young man, either way, God is or was with him. Just like he's with us. And how do we understand this? Because we are born of God now. And four of First John says it like this in this manner. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on. Somebody here is not understanding this. So we need breakthrough right now. How many know what I just said? Breakthrough of this, because you don't hear this often in the church world. I am not here to be favored by anyone. I'm here to be walking in the favor that God has ordained that I walk in. Hello. That means I may not be liked by those of things I say. I'm not here to be religious. I'm here in my relationship with the Almighty God, and I'm here to see breakthrough for his children. I'm here to see his children rise up to their position and place. I'm here to see God move upon their lives, upon their families, upon everything that is necessary in their lives. Hello, somebody. And so getting back, so what is it that I'm more, how can it be? Well, verse 4 of 1 John 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater. Hello, so I said, hello, are we here? Good morning. Maybe you want to hear Ashley sing, I guess. You guys were chuckling then. Maybe we'll call Minister John to sing. Yeah. If I want to empty the house, I'll sing. I mean, you know what that means. I lip sing. Vinny Manili, I got a hold of quick. But if I want to empty the house, I'll sing. But you are, say I am. But you don't believe that. I am of God. But what we can see, as Pastor said last week, last Sunday night, that the mirror never lies. It never changes, but it never lies. What you see is what you are. Come on. I like that. I like that. That's right. When I look in the mirror, I've learned to say, you're funny, God. I've learned to say that because we don't look like what we should look like until we get it all dolled up. Amen. Come on. But I am of God, little children, and have overcome. There comes overcome. There's that word again. Them. Who's them? Who's them that he's trying to tell you? Things that you have never faced, will never face in our time, in this country. You'll never face what those apostles had to face. You'll never have to face what the apostle John here wrote in the times of his life with Christ and after Christ. You'll never have to face being thrown into oil fat that's boiling, ever. Unless you're one of those that don't hear from God and think that you have to be some sacrifice and throw yourself in. Amen. But in this place, you'll never have to face being thrown into an auditorium and being used as an example and entertainment for the lions to come. You'll never face that. But what you will face is death. You will face sickness, possibly disease, challenges, employment, challenges in just being you in the neighborhood, challenges of just being trying to live life for Christ, especially for Christ. Because if you are living and trying your best for Christ, the world doesn't like you. The world doesn't want you. You are a target for the world because you are a little child of God and have overcome them because the greater one in you, say it's in me, than he that's in the world. Hello, somebody. But somewhere we got to get that I am not ever walking alone. I will never walk alone. I have to get to the place to understand that he's always going to be with me. Hello. Even the examples, they say, we know that Isaiah said, your sins separate God from you and him. But he never leaves you. What you do is you back away. Hello. Good morning, everybody. We got to get through this because it's a time that we reflect. Because in that, what we see before affects our the nows. And it should never be the befores in the now. Faith is now. The before isn't. It's a past tense. And we don't live in a past tense lifestyle. We live in a present day lifestyle. We thank the Lord for the testimony that our sisters are great and fine. Amen? Come on. It's not right that her car got damaged and totaled. And I pray it is totaled. Because that means it's going to get paid off. Hello, somebody. That means God has something different for her. And only he knew the future of that vehicle. No, you can't. Don't rule out God wrongly. Why did he let it happen? They're in church. Where does it say we're exempt from being endangered or in danger? Hello. We're still a target. You like to hear that the thief came to steal, kill. John 10:10, right? You all know that, John 10:10? The thief has come to do what? Who did that to her vehicle? Who did that to this young little baby? There's a thief out there. And we're not exempt from the thief coming at us. Ever. Oh, you're not going to like this part. Ever. Except when you don't let God protect you. Then how does that? How's that happen? What does Malachi chapter 3 talk about? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He calls us a thief sometimes. We've got to be careful. However, what is meant for evil, what is meant for evil, this is who we are. What is meant for evil, somebody say evil. You're in an evil day. You're in an evil time. More than so than ever. What's meant for evil, God is going to turn it for your good. You know, that Isaiah 59 talks about that. Romans talks about it a little different, that all things are going to work out for our good. Even though we can't see it, we have to accept it. Not that we agree with it, we have to accept it. And we pray for it at that point with thanksgiving, right? Because they walked out. Oh, you missed that. They walked out. A little sore. Amen. A little, what's this? You know, we got to watch out for whiplash. But the point is that because we are gods, we are overcomers. And because of that, the greater one is what protects us from what's in this world. Because there's things in this world that you don't realize is against you. It sits waiting for you. If you look at the first law of mention of sin, you're going to find it crouched up in the beginning in Genesis, sitting there waiting for you, waiting for the first opportunity to get you. And he's only going to be able to get you as far as he can. He might even be allowed to have death on you, but death doesn't mean you were defeated. You still will have victory because we're win-win situations. We're winners on this earth, and we're winners when we go home to be with the Lord. Come on, somebody. Because there's nothing like this. But we got to get to the place that I am blessed. I've been called to be blessed. And we have to realize in that position of I am called to be this, it's difficult because the world that keeps tugging at us and tugging at us and tugging at us. And where God picks you up from, delivers you, adopts you, your life should continue now to be in a better position, in a right direction. But oftentimes, we're talking about our Native Americans. How many of you know our Native Americans are blessed today? In California especially, right, with all the casinos. Amen. And I remember the times when we first received their first casino. Right here, right? I knew the chief. And I knew some of the staff that sat on their board, as we would call it. And being in the auto business, they didn't pay taxes. They didn't pay license fees. They paid straight off. And when they got their first allotments of money, they didn't care what they paid for. And you don't ever do that in a car business world. We mark a car $12,000. No problem. We pay the $12,000. And how they can take delivery, they couldn't drive it off like you and I can. We had to take it to the chief. Chief had to sign it off. Hello, somebody. Sometimes we got to let God sign it off for us. But see, you don't, have you ever heard this? You don't ever give somebody these things when they've never been trained how to operate in those things. In other words, here's an analogy. You never give a young person a gun. I'm talking about a young person, very young, you know, 2-3 years old. Why wouldn't you not give them a gun? Especially that it's loaded. Because it's hurtful to them. Oftentimes that we don't see it how God operates us. He picks us up. We change our life. God begins to raise us up. He begins to use us. He begins to add to us. How many know God loves to add? God doesn't believe in looking back. God always goes forward. And whether you're following him or not, he still keeps going. Not that he doesn't love you and not want you there. He wants you there. And that's different from the 99 versus the one that he goes after. Different scenario. The 99 are blessed. The watchman's watching. God's doing what he's been called to do in the lives of those that he's called, that we be in our blessing. Amen? Our blessing. Because we are blessed. Why? Because we're the greater ones. Why? Because he's in us. Why? Because he's ordained us. He put us in place for results. And we cannot be results if we don't allow God to bring in the results. And so with that analogy, you got to get to the place before I start getting to close you out in the book of Luke. We'll be going to the book of Luke here soon. But let me give you an understanding about who you are coming in with Christ. He doesn't care where you come from. What he cares is where you are. And wherever you are, wherever your beginning is, and watch this. Here's the failure of most Americans. Say Americans. It doesn't happen in our third world country because their blessings are a little different. You don't walk miles for church. You get to ride a bus system if you like. You don't have to hide yourself to take that journey, to go to that location, to hear the words of God, because in that country, of those called third world countries, they don't want this word to be spoken. And so they have to go underground, undercover. And they go because they want to hear the things of God. And God does bless them. He blesses them differently because he provides for them the strength. He provides the covering. He provides the needs to continue living in a life, but hidden because their lifestyles. This is why we have the voice of the martyrs out there. These are martyrs for Christ. You're not a martyr yet. Most of us won't accept being a martyr for Christ. We will never say, some of us, our law enforcement, our military, they take the bullet for us. How many know what that means? And even though we hate them, we want them. Does that make sense to you? You know how you feel when those red lights are behind you, not flashing yet? The first thing you do, what do you do? Am I going the speed limit, right? You start sweating because you don't have a driver's license. You don't have insurance, blah, blah, blah. They have all the information. We start sweating. Come on. I thank God that I have God looking over me, that I'm not concerned and I don't sweat bullets that if he shows up. Oh, you didn't hear me. His presence is here. And look at us. He don't care the color of your skin. He don't care where you come by. He already knows your whole week, and I pray that he don't show it up right now. Amen. I don't want him to put up our thoughts. Hello. You know, or how we speak and outside of church. You know, we all have an amen and praise God and thank you, Jesus, here in church. But as soon as you get out there, that mouth changes. It's like you get a whole different mouth, you know, and you, all these words are coming out of you that shouldn't be, because you're still the example. You're still the call. You're the purpose and the results are coming. And how can we be that when we still have to understand that the sweet water and bitter water come out of the same faucet? It should not be, said the Apostle James. So we're in a place to be what God has called us. Here's another example as I get to lead you to the book of Luke chapter 1. That's where I want to end up, in the book of Luke chapter 1. In this that I'm to conquer, in this that I've been called to be an overcomer, and where I've been called to prevail, huh? Where I'm called to walk and get ready for my victory, to get in my means of success, because I believe we should all be successful. Hello, somebody. And understand what it was meant for evil, how God turns it to our good. I'm going to share a little bit about that here before I close you out and go to the book of Luke chapter 1. I am still in the King James Version, understanding. I understand today where the greater one is. I understand. I've seen how he's protected us. I understand that how he's delivered us, how he intervened for us. Because as we rise up, sometimes we don't realize that he's rising up, because we shared with you your royalty. We shared with you that you are priestly. And though you carry two positions, priestly, you must learn to study priestlyhood and understand royalty. Royalty, because when you read the tabloids today, which I don't, but it comes out everywhere, England, when you read about Queen Elizabeth, right, and you read about their sons, and then you read about those in position to rise up as dukes or whatever, you see that if they got out of line, exposure came upon them. letting us know just because you are who you are doesn't mean you're doing what you should do. I mean, understand about Christianity. Christianity, we don't always do what we should do, but God still loves us. There's still royalty. Come on. And only the way you can walk out of your royalty is you sign yourself off like this one prince did for one actress woman, which is silly. Come on. Gave up his royalty rights just to marry this one person. Different countries. Don't do that. Hello, somebody. And now we're seeing the results coming out because tabloids are looking. People are, I mean, you know, somebody's watching your every move right now. Everywhere you go, somebody's watching you. They're watching how you walk, how you talk, how you act, what your presentations are of life, because as I shared with you, they are hoping to point the finger at you. And that's how we should understand of life. It's that way no matter what. In fact, some of you are that way. You're hoping we fall. You're hoping we fail. We got so many saints of God hoping against us. But we're still here. Because we have learned, I am complete in Christ, but I'm not yet faultless. Hello. I'm on my way of being faultless. And I believe that day will come when you celebrate my homecoming. Now I'm faultless. But I live in a fault-living world. Always, somebody always looking for a fault. Well, if you were a Christian, have you ever heard that? You probably said that before you were a Christian. Well, if you were a Christian. Yeah, okay, if I was a Christian, what? Walk on water. The Bible says they walk on water. I said, I do walk on water. What's wrong with you? I walk in the Word. Represents the water. But see, ignorance doesn't know these things. Studying to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the lie versus the truth. And the truth is today, you are the child of God. The truth is, God established that in you to be established where you're at in this world. No matter where you are headed in directions he's heading you toward. But his main example is, it's going to be for his glory's sake. We're here for his glory. That's why he's in us, because that's his glory in us. Doesn't mean I'm always going to do what I should do. Coming from our world of life and being transformed and changed, he used a lot of what we knew back there to use it for the glory today. And here's the hard part to learn. Coming from poordom, learning a lifestyle, delivered because the lifestyle ended our life almost, and being transformed and learning and watching how God has established. I've watched as a child that we were givers as children. Even though we had nothing, we would give to you no matter what. We would share with you. And what that means is if we had a little bit to eat and you didn't, we would share that little bit with you, even though we have very little to give. And I see that God ordained that in the beginning. Today, we're still givers on a greater level. Oh, no, you're not catching this. On a greater level. This is why we take care of the children in Mexico. Oh, you're missing this. And because you're giving gives and we give, you partake in the blessing. You share exactly what we receive in the blessing, because it is the will of God that we take care of orphans and widows. And because of that, we are all rising up together. They have risen in the orphanage and all that she does for us and herself in her ministry. We also have. But we cannot cease on doing what we're called for, giving. And I know you hate this. You don't understand about giving, but if God never gave us his son, we wouldn't be here. We don't understand of giving our best. We don't understand that. We give accordingly. We thank God for all you tithers, electronically especially. Amen. That's why the basket don't look so full. We got the electronic percentage keeps rising, and I thank the Lord for that, because we often pay that way now. And when we have bills due or whatever, we pay electronically, which makes it simple. But in the greater yet, in where he established us, as we began to rise in our world, our giving began to rise. But you know where it first took place? Because we love to give to ourselves. Hello, somebody. We love to give to ourselves. We were just glad to rent at one time. And then next thing you know, we need to buy instead. I was against it. My mind wasn't in buying. My mind was, I'm fine renting. I'm fine with this, you know. But, you know, my God gave me a rib. Gave me a thing called wife. And she wanted to buy. And I finally agreed. Say finally. Yeah, and she says, well, I'm going to work and I'm going to start saving because all my income was going toward everything just to live. How many of you know what I just said? And so she got and she began to save and save and save, which turned out I began to save and save and save. Why? Because she's now sharing responsibility in our home. And then God began to raise us higher and higher and higher. And to a position now, we became owners. Several cars. Hello, debt. Because we took care of ourselves very well. Because we do that as people. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. No, you don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you understand what I'm talking about. I'm just sharing how God works. Why? Because the greater one is in you. We never stop at tithing. We tithe is part of what is planned by Him. It belongs to Him. It's our giving beyond that. And we never gave to the penny, ever. It was 10% plus, and then here's our offering. We got to the place, we took care of our former church, her and I income. And we didn't understand to where we were living when He took our positions away, mine especially, she kept on. But here's the point. The point is, when a man of God came to me and said, I have to share with you, and he began to share with me something that I didn't really look at as a disturbance, but it was in my heart. How many know sometimes you have things in your heart that a man or a woman of God has to share with you to reveal it? Hello. And he revealed because I was forced to leave my income. And he asked me, he says, I want to ask you first before I tell you the outcome. And he asked me, what's the lowest paycheck that you have in this establishment? I said, my lowest was $10,000 a month. That's the lowest I hit. And that was back prior to 2000. It was the 90s to 2000 period of time. Listen to what I'm telling you. The greater one is in us. All things are working out for our good. Hello, somebody. Was meant for evil. Yet, if it's crooked, He makes it straight. Good morning, everybody. This is who you are when you are established by the Almighty God and let Him lead us. Because we're being led, not forced. And He says, what's your greatest that you ever received in this location of this employment? I said, the greatest? Some of you know this. You've been with me a long time. You should know what was my greatest paycheck. Let's see if you remember. This man has been with me 22 years. What's my greatest paycheck that I got in that employment? $18,000 for the month. That's what I earned in the 90s. And he goes, this is what I'm here to tell you. Man of God, he called me, man of God. He says, the $10,000 is the least you'll ever see in life. It is going to be what God's going to give to you minimum in your future because you are no longer going back to that field. So now that $10,000 becomes an offering in your life as you're establishing Him because He would not let me go back to work after the year 2000 came in. I've been without a position for man for 25 years. This year that we just passed, 25 years. And he says, and your income that you made the greatest is uncapped now. God's going to deliver you and set you free as an offering that you're going to be established where you're not going to see. Imagine where God has given you. So when I see these income that God has blessed us with, first one that blew my mind away as we began to watch it, I'm not going to tell you, but one of them was when that woman was knocking at my door to give me a check to go to Israel. Her and I, just her and I. But all the people in life that has walked up and gave us and just said, the Lord said, the Lord said. And anytime you tell me the Lord said, I'll never question you. Come on. So what am I saying to you? Why He wants you who you are? Some of you have put a cap on yourselves. God can't bless you beyond that because we believe we should give it to ourselves rather than to God. Hello, we just spent $11,500 on removal of five trees that were dangerous for our kids out here. How many know what I just said about that one? $11,500. Look around you. Of our income that comes in, look around you. Besides that, we have bills that are beyond matter. But it started with someone giving us an offering for exactly the trees. And that one came from my wife. She goes, we need to remove this, so I'm going to give an offering. And I'm not going to say how much unless you want me to. She got from her little, she's got a little account she had saving that we could touch. And out of that, she put in more than half. She put out, I'm going to tell you what, it's $5,300 she has. She gave me $3,000 to start that project. And I said, okay, God, I need the rest. And we got it. It's for our kids. You didn't catch that. You didn't see. What am I trying to tell you? Hello, somebody. We are called to be blessed. We are called to become and walk in our blessing. Called and not saying that you're not going to be tested or tried. You are. But you understand that you're already victorious. Understand you are already more than a conqueror. Understanding this, and I'm only sharing this, not I'm bragging on God. I'll always brag on God. We live well, very well, because our God takes care of us. Hello, somebody. Oh, yes, right. Give him a praise offering. He deserves that. Assembly of the state of California knows this. And I said, I'm praying against Newsom. I'm sorry. I'm praying that. And I'm praying for every bill that's going up right now that's going to take your parenting rights away. It's going there. And Newsom's going to sign it if it gets that far. It's going to take your rights away as a parent. And all the child has to say is one little thing that takes that right away. And I'm against that. Come on. I'm a parent till I die. I don't care how old you are. Amen. My kids know I don't care how old you are. I'm still dad. She's still mom. I'm just more at loving now. I don't carry the belt no more. I used to carry the belt. Come on. I'll whip you right now. But you got to get to the place to understand in closing this. Luke chapter 7. I know we all believe. I know there's many believers. I don't know what you all believe in. Sometimes we believe more in ourselves than the creator that's in us. Sometimes we believe that when we want something so desperately, how we can believe there, but when it's necessity over here, we can't believe there. And we know that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if you ever understand the study and the studying of the word of God, you're going to understand how he was. When you walk right with him, he blessed Israel. But the moment you decide, and that's usually because the leader was removed, meaning the king at that point, meaning one of you get removed. The next one rising, usually the next one in line and family take over. They will do evil and they would get harmed. Oh, come on. And but yet, he was still watching, still over them, and go as far, because he'll let you go as far as you need to go until he says, I got to get you back out because, and many got destroyed, but he's not going to destroy you because we're under a new covenant. Are you watching this yet? Are you following this? Because who you are and the way you are and the way you are becoming or the way you are have become and everything that has brought you thus far in life, many of us are not where we should be, and it's not the Lord's fault. He has you to be higher than that. Oh, I thank you, brother. And I'm watching you rise, so that's why I'm watching. I watch the amens. I'm going to watch you now. You just got erased. Amen. That means more offerings. Praise be to God. Put me on blast, Pastor. I'm not making you get up and sing. You already are up singing. Oh, no. I'm going to pull my status. Ashley, you're going to become on the worship team. We need a rapper up there. Stop picking on me, Pastor. I'm an opportunist, dang it. In closing, chapter 1, verse 37 of the book of Luke. How many believers do I have in the house? How many believers do I have in the house? This is for you in dismissing you today, no matter what's coming, because it should be a hindrance may be coming. Remember the thief. Do not concentrate on the thief or the robber. Concentrate on the ending of that statement. But he has already come to give you a lifestyle more abundantly. But that abundant living, you must study and search what it means in the Hebrew or the Greek. And you're going to find out it's not about homes, it's not about cars, it's not about planes, trains, and boats. It's about a lifestyle that he will blow you away, because only he can give riches that you be in peace with. It's a peaceful lifestyle. Come on. Again, how many believers I have in the house? Now, you're going to be tested on this. Raise your hand. How many believers? God's watching. I'm a believer. The difference is I belong. And here's for you that believe. And it states, and Jesus is saying like this, and he's coming to the point, and he says on verse number 37, this is for you in closing. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And actually it says for you. So no matter what, no matter where, no matter how, no matter who, nothing for you, if you believe, shall be impossible. And what that means in closing, what that means is you are a people of Hebrews 11 and 1. 11 and 1 is your faith. Your faith, your measure of faith that he's given you, will let you know if you believe this is impossible or not. You, when you want something so desperately, it's amazing. We'll rob God for it. We don't care. Hello? And we'll put him on, we'll put him last instead of first. But if you reverse that, you'll be surprised what he'll do for you. Not only will he give you your heart's desire on 37 of the book of Proverbs, you know, delight yourself in the Lord, right? And he's going to give you all things your heart desires, as long as it's not evil for against you. But it's amazing in our belief that all things are possible. But it's going to be up to you from this moment on, because we're going to see coming or not. God's been good this year to many of us. Oh, good to us. Come on, even us. I got a new car. Amen. I got a new car. Amen. We're going to use it today to load up a truck. And now we just believe in God for the payment. Right? And I can bore you with the payment, but you don't need to be concerned, because God is good. He's already met the need way before any date is due. Hello, somebody. Way before the, because God is good. And it doesn't matter, because I go to my mailbox, I'm looking for it every day. People sending us money from all over the place. Come on, somebody, stand to your feet.